Hello, I am Birdie. I am the host slash producer of the Story Players podcast. Here to give a little bit of an introduction to our first season, Glorindrina Station. This is a sci-fi political horror actual play, which is a lot of words. It is about a group of exiles on a space station trying to build a home amidst an intergalactic war that they are very much affected by, but unable to really change the course of. It is a character-driven story about belonging and community building, and what people are willing to do to shape that community in the image that they want. We play Kingdom for our main game, but we do take a lot of detours into other games, all of them GM-less. Some of them are some like heavy hitters in the world of indie podcasting, but others, I think we're potentially the only groups to have recorded a game of. So if you like that kind of like exploration of what a tabletop game can be, that is also a big part of our show. That's kind of the official pitch. Like, that's what you write in an episode description. But my actual, like, I'm your friend and I'm recommending you a podcast as if I'm not the person that made this pitch is, do you like women? Do you like it when they do bad things? We have so many evil women for you. Like, we are cooking some toxic Yuri, the likes of which has never been seen before. We have 3 full-time evil women, a gender-fluid isopod who is an evil woman when it is Yuri, and a nice guy that's just kind of stuck with us. And I want to clarify, the gender fluid isopod is not like, oh, they're an alien, so her concept of gender isn't human, so they're technically non-binary. No, that's coward shit. This isopod is transgender by our standards and isopod standards. And they're also Dr. House. And I really like this show. I'm really proud of this show, and I really appreciate you giving us a shot. And if any of the things that I have said here in the past few minutes has appealed to you, then I hope and I believe that you will like it too. Here's a trailer.
And I think at that moment, Citrine kind of looks around at the home and takes it in and kind of sees that the kid has, like, drawn on the wall itself.
You are not a biological organism. And she grabs his arm and extends a claw and literally, like, peels back the metal of his arm and just says, "You are not a person."
And it kind of hits in that moment that they're not just deciding if we can make it through the month.
I wouldn't hurt a soul on
I don't like it when people lie to me.
Excuse me? Okay. I would only hurt a person when acting in self-defense. Does that feel more truthful to you?
These people are losing an entire life that they worked so hard to rebuild.
I'm afraid this is going to get awfully theological, if you don't mind.
We were able to communicate at the speed of thought, and not the electrical impulses of thoughts actually traveling through the neurons physically, but the best way I can describe it is soul to soul.
There's always a difference in seeing and perceiving that loss of space, that loss of, like, this is what I can call home, and these are my things, and this is the perfect way I've managed to set up my space to accommodate me.
It's not a thing that I usually do, but some people on my faction do use this as an advantage. But we kind of like to be covered up enough to be polite. You don't want to just go around listening to everybody's thought, do you?
Are they asking them too much? But the more you think about it, the more you feel the kind of walls of the station creak and settle in a really creepy way. I don't know if this is worth asking people to risk their lives for.